KF4LZI, W4DJW. I just had a QSO with him on 6 meters, Andy. He's on that frequency. Oh, I guess he's still on that frequency. I've left the frequency, but I just had probably a 15-minute QSO with him over there.
KI4LZI, well, before you come on with him, or in between when y'all on key, did y'all hear me in there at all? Because I tried and tried and tried even before you come on. And I'm hearing it, but I don't think I'm keying it up.
Well, I had to go through my tone. So I have a TSQL, and I have a tone under FM. And then I have nothing. No, then I have a DCS tone. So I've got like four different kinds of tones. I had to pick the one on the icon that's labeled tone and then set the tone to 100. The TSQL or T-Squelch didn't work. The DCS tone isn't going to work. The no tone didn't work. But the one that's labeled tone did work. So I imagine if you could bring... Somebody was bringing it up. And I said, you're bringing it up, but there's no audio. You probably need to set your tone. Was that you?
For hell's sake, that's the reason why at the beginning of that I asked him if everything was the same, and he said it was. Because I've had it programmed in this radio for years when it used to be at the other location. And at the beginning there of the night, he said everything was the same. So I was using things as they were already programmed for years ago. I was hearing repeater, but obviously, I ain't getting into it. It's no different than the 2 meter machines up there.
So you're saying before it didn't have a tone on it, because you weren't putting out a tone, and now it does? Because I couldn't bring it up till I turned the tone on.
Well, from what he told me, everything's the same. When it was at the other location, it had the 100 hertz tone on it. And I haven't done anything to this radio to change anything. Everything for that is still the same as it was then. So, I'm afraid my problem is you was hearing what there was of me in there a while ago. I was keying it up, but I can't do much of anything else other than do that and hear it.
Well, that's a start. Do you have it? Does your radio, what kind of radio you have and what kind of antenna were you using?
And as y'all saying, I'm using a vertical, a diamond tri-band vertical here, and I was running 50 watts, but it's just like when anything else is over there on that mountain. From this location here, there's a lot of times with that 9-4 here, I can run full power. I have at times heard people on it, they never hear me. It's just that bad here at this location for anything on Paris Mountain, even if it's up to snuff.
Well, I believe you could, I mean, you were hitting it, you were bringing it up, you just didn't have a tone to break through. Is there any way to turn a tone on the radio you were on?
Well, I assumed it's already on, it worked before, at the other location, when I could get into it, that is. Back at the other location, Caesars had blocked me, and I couldn't get into it very good from the other location either, because the mountain at Destin Zone blocked me from there, so the tone's supposed to be in it, but it's just that, as we all know with these repeaters, you have to put them where you can put them at, and this is the best he could do, but unfortunately for my location, it's another devil to try to do anything with.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Well, it's good to know that you can hit it. And if you could get a tone turned on, you could probably talk on it. That's good to know. Next time I talk to him, I'll ask him if it used to have the tone on it while it was in on Mount Mitchell. And if he added tone since then we know that we've got to get into your radio and turn the tone on. And that's all it'll take. But you were, I mean, that was probably you, and you were bringing it up. And if it's anything like our repeater, if you have a low input signal, its output signal on the repeater shows that it's a low input signal. And this one, it wasn't low when you were, if that was you, it wasn't low. It was like full scale.
Well, much to my surprise, I was hearing it here most of the time here full scale. That's what surprised me, to be hearing it here, because rarely do I hear anything that strong coming off that mountain over there, even on 2 meters. But I was in just before you come in there with him, and at times in between I tried to come in, but according to what, if everything's as it used to be, the tone's in the radio for it, barring he hasn't changed nothing. But he said at the beginning of that he hadn't changed nothing, so it should be set for it. It's just that it comes again like, this ain't a good location for Paris Mountain.
Okay, well, he may have forgotten. I'll do that, too. I'll say something like that and say, oh, yeah, so later somebody will remind me, well, you did do one thing different. You turned the tone on, and I'll remember it then. So that could be the case, too. That could be that they did turn it on when they came over here, but that wasn't something that he was thinking about at the moment. Anyway, I'll let you go, Andy. I had to tear down my APRS station to build a 6-meter station to talk to him. And now I am re-enabling my APR station before I go to bed. So I'm going to get back over there and finish that up. Good talking to you tonight, Andy. Take care. Hope to hear you on 6 meters sooner or later, one way or another. Anyway, take care. KI4LZI, W4DJW, clear. After you.
I remember us using the season head repeater some years back. Eric sold it, and it's now the N4VDE repeater. He owns it now. Eric did for the longest, but it's still up there on there. You don't remember you and me being on it one time?
Which one? The one, the 6 meter I was just on with Jimmy?
The 53410 that's on Caesar's head. You don't remember us jawing on that one time many years ago?
You know, when I first started, I had about 400 repeaters programmed in my and about a dozen radios, and since then, I don't remember. it's like that guy, that rock star from the 70s says, I don't remember much about the 70s. I don't remember. I was going through just like a kid in a candy factory, just tasting everything that was in the store. Back in the beginning, 20 years ago when I first became a ham, so. I don't doubt that we did that, but it was all a blur to me back then.
You and I sure did. I was using that very radio here. I mainly got this 6 meter gear because back at that time, over here, we used that repeater a lot over here back when Eric owned it. Why I got this here, you and I was on that one time. I don't remember where, it was a good many years back. And you were surprised that I was able to get on 6 meters. That's on Paris Mountain. What's programmed in is as it was when it was on the other mountain, but program fits 3410, tone 131.8 in it. That's up there on Caesar's. It's not as high as this in here is, obviously. You've been up there, you know how it looks. That very rusty 100-foot tower that's up there, there's 2 halfway dipoles up on the side of that tower for that 6-meter machine up there. It's still up there and still operational. It's just changed hands.
Okay, well, I did not know what that was. I know about the rusty tower you're talking about. They've got some kind of bow tie antennas on them. I think if it's the same one you're talking about. And what was the frequency again? I had to switch windows to get to a notepad so I could type it in. What's that frequency again?
53.14. Tone 131.8. Those bow ties, what used to be WYFF's analog backup. Our group over here uses where our stuff, so to speak, repeater stuff is. There's a 1 1/4 meter there, the 6 meters there. 442-400's there, and there's a GMRS repeater up there. But that 6-meter machine on the side of that 100-foot tire, you'll see two halfway dipoles. That's the 6-meter antenna.
Yeah, I remember that. What was that tone again? 140-something?
Negative. 131.8. 53410, tone 131.8. That's the main reason I bought this 6-meter gear back at the time. Right after I got my license, I guess up until maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we used a lot of 6-meters over here. But Eric sold it in the 900 machine because he wanted to get into DMR big time. So he sold the 6-meter in the 900 machine and jumped over into DMR instead. But prior to then, we used 6-meters a lot over here. That's why I got 6-meter FM capability here.
When you say Eric, are you talking about Eric Sloan?
That's the one, KO4MZ. He sold it to N4VDE, but prior to that, that 6-meter machine and that 900 machine was up there was his babies, so to speak. But he sold them to N4VDE, and now he's big time in the DMR.
So he's not doing FastScan TV on 1.2 and 1.3 gigahertz anymore? Didn't he? He had a video repeater on Paris Mountain. He's not doing that anymore?
The video repeater was actually the current owner of the 6-meter, N4VDE. That was actually his repeater. Whether he's still doing that or not, I ain't heard him say anything about it. I'm not saying that he's not, but about all he talks about now is DMR, so that's really all I know.
I mean, I fly right next to his house. I mean, I could throw a rock and hit a window in his house from where I fly. And I don't ever see him out there. Where do you see him?
Bill's the guy. He's part of our group over here, of all things, you know. He lives over there, but he's part of our communications group over here and has been for decades and decades, and he's known WR4XM over here for decades and decades, and that's when I see him.
Okay, like when you guys have a meeting, he goes to the meeting, the on-site meetings?
That's it. Matter of fact, a lot of times we'll get over here to Burger King or someplace like that and talk and chew the fat before the meeting even. That's how I see him.
I was on here late one night, and I was on a 70 centimeter frequency or something like that. He told me, he said, switch over to this frequency on your, I had one of those TS-2000s that has a 1.2 gigahertz, has a 1.2 gigahertz receiver in it. And he said, plug that antenna into it. Cause I had one that I used for flying for video and, a Yagi. He said, plug it in and point it at this angle, and then plug your composite cord in the back of your computer and switch over to that input. So I did what he said, and when I switched it on, he keyed up and his face came up on my computer screen. That was the coolest thing.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not saying he don't still do it, but all I've heard over the past since he sold that 6-meter 900, DMR this, DMR this. But the Hartz, well, there's a Hartz DMR machine up there, too, on Caesar's Head. Then we got this DMR machine on Glacier Mountain that our group has over here that's linked up, it is, to the Internet. That's about all I hear anything out of them nowadays about the DMR.
Well, I thought many times about asking if I could use his video repeater for my airplanes. That would be really neat. I put goggles on. The airplane transmits to Paris Mountain, which is the high point. Paris Mountain transmits to my goggles on the repeater. I could fly anywhere I wanted to. I could fly within a 100-mile radius. And whatever, you know, as long as my battery lasted, I could fly as where I wanted, how low I wanted. It would be ideal. But I just haven't seen him. The last time I saw him was about 5 or 6 years ago at the Charlotte Ham Fest.
Tells the guy, well, he's a frequent one over here, you know. I see him. Every now and then, it's been 2 or 3 months he hadn't made it, but I see him multiple times a year over here, though. All that started before I was even licensed. But he and WR4X and Mandel Region have been together up there on Caesar's Head with that building, little building up there, you see, and that rusty tire up there for that used to be WYFF's backup for decades and decades, and they've had machines up there of one kind or another since, well, I guess the 80s. That's my guess.
Well, if you see him and you remember, tell him I said hello, and I fly right outside his window and come out there to say hello one day while I'm out there flying. Anyway, Andy, I'm going to go to bed. I got my APRS station put back together, and it looks like it is functioning within design parameters, so I'm going to call it a night. Good talking to you, Andy. KI4LZI, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
I'm surprised you forgot that, but much to my surprise, I remembered it still, though, because back at the time, I didn't expect to hear you on 53410 way back then. When you come in there and on that 6 meter machine up there, so it's still there. It's just now it's in 4VDEs on call sign now. The one who's actually got that video set up there, so but they generally work together. In 4VDE, WR4XM, KO4MZ, they've all got things up there, as well as there's now a GMRS repeater up there that I heard active yesterday, also during the Sky One business. So GMRS is being used too now for Sky One. W4DJW, KI4LZI, at least over here in Pickens County it is anyway.
All right, good to know. Take care, Andy. Good night. W4DJW clear.